Okay, we'll give them another minute, folks. Hang on.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning. How are you? There he is. Good morning, Steve. All right.
I wondered if...
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the December 21st meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have our regular council agenda, including communications from the public and time certain and council business. But before that, we have a special order of business, which is a proclamation about an amazing organization in our city and who we are as a city, which is, of course, being Tracktown. And having the experience this year of having the World Indoor Track and Field Championships here has been one of the highlights of the year for me and for a lot of people. It was just amazing. And our community came together and put that event on. It put Portland on the world stage. There was amazing competition, and they were even gutsy enough to have the medals ceremonies in Pioneer Courthouse Square in March, and they pulled it off. It didn't start raining till about 30 minutes after the last medals presentation. So apparently even God was on the side of this event, because to not have rain for that long in Portland for outdoor ceremonies was quite an accomplishment. So I have a proclamation, and we have some folks that are here to talk about this organization. Namely, of course, the Bowerman Track Club. Whereas Portland has a national reputation for world-class and community running, from Olympic and world track and field cross-country competition to community trail and road racing, and whereas in this rich environment, the Bowerman Track Club, formerly the Bowerman Athletic Club, was founded in the fall of 2002 as a grassroots running club. Today, the Bowerman Track Club has grown to include many world-class and Olympic athletes, masters, meaning age 40 and above, and youth runners, all joined in the same organization. And whereas the Bowerman Track Club draws the best athletes from around the country, but by including the local youth under the same team umbrella organization, the professionals and masters runners inspire and mentor young Portlanders. And whereas each year the United States Track and Field holds a national masters club cross-country running championship to determine the top running club in the country, and whereas facing top competition from substantially larger clubs across the nation, including the legendary Boston Athletic Association, the storied Atlanta Track Club, and others, the Bowerman Masters attained a rare three-peat, that is the third time, National Masters Club Championship, and whereas with a team that included Greg Mitchell, John Howell, Arlen Bauman, Oscar Bauman, Joshua Gordon, our own Matthew Farley, and Orrin Schumacher, among others, the Bowerman Track Club won the USATF National Club Cross-Country Championships in the following years and locations, 2014 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in 2015 in San Francisco, and in 2016 in Tallahassee. The Bowerman Track Club won all three of those. Whereas in each of these 3 years, the prize money won by the Bowerman Masters team has been generously donated to the Bowerman Track Club Youth Program, thereby continuing support for our community. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim December 21st, 2016, to be a day of recognition for the Bowerman Track Club in Portland, in recognition of their positive impact on the city, particularly the outstanding accomplishments of the Masters team, and encourage all residents to observe this day and maybe go for a run. Let's hear it for the Bowerman team. So we have three people here that we'd like to just briefly bring up and tell us a little more about this. Chris Cook, who's the youth head coach, Jerry Schumacher, who's the head coach, and our own Matthew Farley, city attorney and member of the club. Good morning. Come on up. Come on up. Welcome. Please, have a seat. So how did you pull this off, winning three times in a row? That's pretty impressive.
Well, we do have some amazing runners here in Portland, and just in terms of the Masters, the Masters is really just a nice way of saying the old guys. And so we still love it and still enjoy the competition, but I think the larger focus is the elites and the youth in the track club, and that's why I asked Chris Cook to just say a few words.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah. Well, I think the proclamation was very good in that I think it covered that the club offers to span a kind of a wide range from youth all the way to masters with sort of adults and pro athletes in the middle there. That was when we set up the club. That was our goal, was to kind of cater to people that wanted to be competitive about running, but at any different level. It didn't matter if they were fast or slow. If they wanted to be competitive, we wanted to give them a club and a place to have other people to run with and train with and expert coaches. So when we started out the club, it was with the masters and with the youth, and it sort of gradually built over the last 10 or 12 years. And so I think it's been really exciting, especially the last couple of years with the success of the Masters team, but the success at different age groups as well. Last year we were national champions in 11, 12 boys, as well as the Masters. And then the year before that we were national champions in 13, 14 girls. So we've done it at many different ages. On an individual basis, like last year, for example, we have little Anna Peters somewhere in the back. Anna, are you around? Can you stand up and give us a wave? Where's Anna? She's hiding in the back. Yeah, she's right over there.
Hey, Anna.
She was. She took second place at nationals last year as an 8-year-old.
Wow.
Last year we had a national champion as a 60-year-old, Doug Wynn. I think Doug's here. Doug, are you here? Doug's right there.
Yes. Good morning. Yes. That's right.
And then this year we had obviously a silver medal at the Olympics from one of our professional runners, Evan Yeager. I think Evan's here as well.
Yeah.
Right over there.
Congratulations.
So I think, you know, that's pleasing for me as having sort of started the club and seen it grow, is to see that success at kind of every level and every age group. And what's been really exciting the last couple of years is a lot of the professional athletes have actually been coming out and doing the coaching with the kids. So I think that's meant that our kids program, you know, is probably the premier in the nation in terms of the level of coaching that the kids are getting, because they're getting these national champions and Olympians as their coaches, so it's sort of hard to beat that. So thanks for inviting us along. We're excited to have this day of recognition, and we're excited to see the club continue to grow and support people of all ages in the Portland area.
That's great. Well, you know, Phil Knight and Bill Bowerman have touched this community in lots of ways. Obviously, we have a world-class medical institution growing in our city because of the Knights' generosity. And then the ability for Vinland Anna and the others to put the World Indoor Track and Field event together. My chief of staff, Gail Shibley, and he made the case for that. And it really was the community support as well as the deep tradition of running here that caused Portland to get that opportunity. So I certainly appreciated and enjoyed that. Well, we'd love to get the athletes and all of your members up here for a photo with people that are, in our case, is better at running for office than running per se, but we'd love to take a photo with you, and thank you for being here today. Come on up, please.
Let's bring everybody up. Yeah, everybody coming up.
That's great. some impressive athletes. Thank you all for being here this morning. Okay, well, we'll get started on our